Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda as printed? Madam Secretary?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you.
Motion to approve the agenda is circulated.
Second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting on May the 7th.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting on May the 7th. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation of those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Number one, each application will be announced. Two, the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. Three, the applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Four, the board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. Five, the board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. Six, the board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Seven, if you have any questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Eight, once all testimony has been presented, then the public hearing is closed and the case may be voted on, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you. First case, please.
Case number 10972, Jamie Hooks, north of Road 494, Airport Road, approximately 593 feet east of Road 497, Old Hickory Road. A special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Go ahead and be sworn in first, if you would, please. Thank you.
Yes, do you swear that the evidence you're about to present be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And would you state your full name and address, please?
Jamie Lynn Hooks, address is 7119 Airport Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, could you explain to the board your request?
I am trying to seek a special use exception to operate large family daycare from my home.
Okay. Now that this is your first daycare?
Yes, I have a regular family daycare, but I'm changing to a large family daycare.
Oh, okay. What's going to be your hours, ma'am?
From 6 a.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And what's the age of the children?
From 8 weeks to 13.
And how many are you looking to? Children you looking to?
There would be 14 children altogether.
14.
And then two of my own.
14 total after this. Okay.
How many employees are you going to have?
I'm sorry?
How many employees are you going to have?
Myself and another employee.
Okay. How big is your place? How many square feet are we talking about?
In my home?
Yeah.
2,000.
2,000?
Mm-hmm.
Your parking facilities will accommodate two. Would be you would probably need two there for 2,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. 2,000 square feet?
Yes. Okay.
Plus two?
Yes.
You got four places?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Fine.
How long have you been operating the daycare now?
4 years.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards, do you have any further?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
What effect, if any, will it have on neighboring or adjacent properties?
It will not have any effect on the properties next to me because it's owned by family, and my neighbors across the street are about 200 feet away from the home, and the playground is in the back of my home.
Okay. Thank you.
So how many do you have before kids?
Six.
You had six before, and you're going to have to
Yes.
An increase of eight. Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Got one.
There's one in favor?
One.
Okay.
One.
You need to come forward to be sworn. Yes, for other applicants too, if you have witnesses in your behalf, be sure all of you come up at the same time. We can swear everyone in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
And your full name and address, please.
Jill L. Cranmer, 7127 Airport Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Okay. Thank you. If you go to the podium.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
And you're in favor of this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and your reasons?
My reason?
Yeah, you're...
I'm a neighbor.
You're a
and also
neighbor?
Her mother.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, that's a good reason.
That's a good reason, ma'am. Very, very good
well,
reason.
Well, I own the adjacent properties to either side of her, so...
Okay.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Thank you, then, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion on case number 10,972.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 10,972 because it will not... stated that you will not affect the adversely the use of the adjacent and neighboring properties, and she's answered all the questions correctly that we have asked that approves her variance. So I'd like that in motion.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,972. All those, Mr. Mills?
Well, since we didn't hear testimony that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, I'd vote yay.
Mr. Hudson?
Yay, for those reasons stated.
Okay, I got Mr. Rickards. Yay. And Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reason that were stated.
Okay, and Mr. Callaway, I vote yay also for the previous reasons that have been stated. And again, you did very well on that. I'm standing for that.
Thank you.
So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,972 is approved at this time.
Thank you very much.